Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
State moves into the next phase of Governor Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan, scheduled for late next week. He says COVID-19 restrictions on several outdoor activities will be eased. Details this morning from WBBM's Jim Gudas.
Governor Pritzker says when the state transitions to phase three of his Restore Illinois plan, which is set to happen on May 29th, restaurants and bars will be allowed to serve customers outdoors as long as safety precautions are taken.
And give our hospitality industry a much needed boost as they work to keep their businesses on their feet during this terrible crisis.
Pritzker also announced groups of 10 or fewer will be allowed to gather outdoors as long as they maintain social distancing and wear face coverings when necessary. Pritzker says he'll also allow indoor and outdoor tennis courts to reopen, and he'll allow golfers to play in foursomes.
Carts will also be permitted with only one person per cart or one immediate household per cart.
The move comes as the state reported its lowest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations since it began keeping track. Jim Gudas, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Indiana residents in 89 of the state's 92 counties will be allowed to gather in social groups of up to 100 people, starting at 11 p.m. local time tonight. Stores and malls can open at 75% capacity while maintaining social distancing. Dine-in restaurants must remain at 50% capacity. Lake, Marion, and Cass counties won't move to stage three until June 1st, since they had a higher number of COVID-19 cases.
You may have seen some eerie pictures online. Chicago's familiar nighttime skyline looks very different this week.
All around Willis Tower, building after building is lit up, giving the skyline its magical glow. But the skyscraper that was the world's tallest until 1998 remains dark, as if being portrayed as a villain in a movie. Willis Tower has been without electricity since weekend rains caused the Chicago River to pour into its basement, knocking out a ComEd substation. A spokesman for building management says river water was being pumped out of lower level 3 yesterday. ComEd says the electrical vault in the basement is being inspected and that engineers are working on a plan to begin restoring electricity. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago City Council put a number of COVID-19 economic relief measures on the books during its virtual meeting yesterday.
Among the new measures, one that prohibits employers from retaliating against employees who enforce the health guidelines aimed at stopping the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Lightfoot says other measures provide relief for affordable housing developers.
This relief will be tailored to the businesses themselves, many of whom are among our city's small and diverse entrepreneurs, through rent deferrals, the relaxation of operation space requirements, along with other measures.
Alderman Raymond Lopez was the only no vote on that, but wanted to make a point.
I am not against efforts to help people stay in their homes. What I am against is what seems to be a $3 million bailout to developers when money could be spent better getting it directly into the hands of the tenants who need it most.
Another new measure, no fines on businesses whose licenses expired after March 15th. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine has a new elective course. It's an intensive look at COVID-19.
It was in the era of HIV that Dr. Patricia Garcia says she grew up. Dr. Garcia is the Feinberg School of Medicine's Associate Dean for Curriculum. She says she has told her students, if you know HIV, you know medicine, because it affects the entire body and it encompasses sociology and politics of people's lives.
And now here we are, another 30 years later, saying if you know COVID, you know medicine. Because it, once again, it's not just about the biology, but it's about health disparities and economics and structural racism in our society that makes people vulnerable to this pathogen.
Dr. Garcia says every course now has a COVID component, but this course is a concentrated look at the virus and all that goes with it. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
As it deals with the dramatic loss of riders due to the pandemic, Metra is now offering a $10 daily pass. The all-day pass will be good for unlimited rides on all Metra lines all day until 3 a.m. the next morning. The pass is expected to be sold for at least the next 2 months.
Chicago police have issued an alert for two teenagers who haven't been seen since earlier this week. Authorities say 18-year-old Kaylin Okoba and 16-year-old Douglas Villarreal are a couple and maybe on their way to Wisconsin with a final destination in Oregon or Washington. Villarreal is 6'1" tall, weighing 150 pounds with green eyes and black hair. Acoba is described as 5'9", 200 pounds with brown eyes and black hair. Anyone with information is asked to call Chicago Police.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.